to Hex House. The show is called Anti-Patterns, and we're commissioned by Waveform to be a part of Radio Tsunami Festival in Chile, and tonight the show is going to be live streamed into Waveform's server all the way to Chile. And if you're here or if you're not here, you can go on waveform.org/listen, and we're actively live streaming. The live stream to Chile hasn't started because they have a little delay, but we are here. And what you're witnessing is a very big jam between a lot of different people. The boundary between performers and audiences are pretty blurry. Usually in a live co-performance, you would see two people on stage. You would see a sound person slash musician who's doing live music, and you will see a visualist doing visuals on stage, and the audience will face them. But today's a different case. You see on this table, these are all the musicians and visualists participating in today's performance, plus some other people hiding in the audience. And it doesn't matter who we are, right? But still want to introduce a little bit. In here we have Snow. Snow is the sound that you're hearing right now, and they're going to be live coding and singing, doing voice stuff. On this table here, we have Jade slash Switch Angel. They're going to be doing sound as well. We have Jame. Jame is on computer doing visuals out of Resolum. And on here, we have Void, another visualist, doing visuals on Touch Center and Unreal Engine. And here we have Hexed EXE, also on sound, MT Flash on sound, Messica Arson on sound. We have Costa helping with documentation, and my name is Viola, and I'm doing live streaming on this computer, you can see, and also doing a little bit of sound as well. So, yeah, this is a very unprecedented performance for Live Code NYC. And feel free to stand up, walk around. All these interfaces and screens are for you to explore. And in the middle of the stream, you might also do some group exercises and whatever. Yeah. Feel free to stand up, walk around, dance. This space is yours as much as it's ours.
Are all individually art forms, and Your presence today is a piece of art. A ghost to hold your bones. Caregiver as in carry it in your bones. Caregiver as in carry it when you leave their household. Caregiver as in carry it when you come back home. But then again, you never do come back home. The last time I held you, 120 pounds, I mean bones. Find you in the garage alone. Find 5 minutes for me on the phone. Between Corona and Patron, you teach me how to hold a ghost. Teach me to protect my voice because you couldn't protect your own. Teach me the violence of silence becoming grief's clean home. Caregiver as in, we are never alone. Caregiver as in, I carry it through my bloodstream, I carry it in my bones. Caregiver as in, you didn't have to be my blood. You could have been someone I didn't even know. Caregiver as in, my breath is your breath, and that is something no state will ever own. Caregiver as in, I need your breath. I need your love, your trust, your touch, for that is the only way for us to grow, to be free. What does it mean to protect your peace when your peace leaves you so damn dirty? Ask me again to compromise. Ask me again, is this peace worth the sacrifice? Is this peace worth the sacrifice? Is this peace? Your language of peace is filled with language we will never speak. Language of peace built on silence. Language of peace built on forgetting. It's filled with words we'd never say, long replaced by language we made. We made language from heat waves, the hum of freeways, all we know are the mountain ranges. We made language with longing, with our bodies vanishing and growing. Our bodies are the words we sewed together, then tore out the seams. We made language by taping photographs to walls, by losing our voices, and no, I never had a choice in it, but I wouldn't want any other language. I didn't want to love you any other way, because all the words we never say live under my tongue, sizzle and melt and evaporate, and make the warm worlds grow inside me. water for 2 cups of tea. But it has already gone cold as I rub small circles into my temples. I hear your voice there. Yesterday I cut through the stitches you sewed 10 years ago. Punching the holes into my corduroys, I lick the end of the thread and pull it through the needle. Look at all the places my hands have grown and wrinkled. Don't they look a lot
two hearts meet. One's a little slow. Tragic, it's over. The lights go out. Two hearts meet. One's a little slow. It's over. The lights go out. We'll be right back.
can't stop drinking oil. I just can't stop. I can't stop drinking crude oil. You know the black stuff that comes in barrels? I can't stop drinking. I love it. I can't stop drinking oil. I can't stop drinking oil. I can't stop drinking oil. I just can't stop. I can't stop drinking crude oil. You know the black stuff that comes in barrels? I can't stop drinking. I love it. I can't stop drinking oil. I can't stop drinking oil. I can't stop drinking oil. I just can't stop. I can't stop drinking crude oil. You know the black stuff that comes in barrels? I can't stop drinking.
Game Hunt. You all know, I find it so amazing when two people couldn't blame one kind that is like no use because when they see me, also find the fact it's like you can't blame the computer. But you all know, I find it so amazing when two people couldn't blame one kind that is like no use because when they see me, also find the fact it's like you can't blame the computer. But you all know, I find it so amazing when two people couldn't blame one kind that is like no use because when they see me, also find the fact it's like you can't blame the computer. But you all know, I find it so amazing when two people couldn't blame one kind that is like no use because when they see me, also find the fact it's like you can't blame the computer. Too late. But all I find it so amazing when computer. Like you can't blame the computer. Can't blame the computer. Blame the computer. Tools fault.
into your world. Away to escape from cyberspace and step into your world. Away to escape from cyberspace and step into your world. Away to escape from cyberspace and step into your world.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
audiences in Chile at this moment, which is pretty cool. The show is called Anti-Patterns, and this little segment is supposed to be, I call it the intermission, but more so I want to try to engage you guys a little bit. So I want to pose a little challenge. If you've been sitting down at a spot, I want you to move around in the space. I want all of us to stand up and walk around. Slowly, very slowly walking around. Think about you as like a loose atom in a space, floating around. As you walk around, I want you to think about how you came here today. Trace your steps. Think about if you walked or biked or took the subway or took a car or took some other means of transportation, I don't know. Think about who you saw, what you saw, the environment you were in. And more importantly, look at each other. Look at the space you're in right now. I want you to keep walking as I talk. The space is very cool. This show is called Anti-Patterns because a lot of the live coding tools that we use is about patterns, right? It's about patterning, making songs and structures. But as a very great person, Ramsey, who's a part of Live Code NYC, has said, a lot of live coding is also about embracing worst practices. And this is really what the show is about, is us trying different things and embracing what might seem as very insufficient or very non-functional ways of doing things. Right now, everyone is connected into this one mixer. This is the heart and soul of this show. It's carrying a lot. Everyone's music is inside. And we have all the visuals running into one computer. And it's terrifying because you're relying on these technology and hardware. But also, we're here because we're humans. And we're really giving this sound space, all of us. And your movements and your participation is also going into the stream, into the show, and into our audiences all around the world. And that's pretty cool. Yeah. And the next portion of the show is gonna be, we have Mexican Arson over here, and they're a master synthesizer player, as well as very good collaborator. So Mexico's gonna start us off with some synthesizer sounds, and then we're gonna slowly grow into a large jam. So all the performers that are here today are gonna gradually come in. And if you're seeing this screen right here, it's a little confusing, but this is a tool called Flock. So, because we're thinking about flocking today, so it feels very suitable to use this. What Flock does is that it takes multiple inputs into one. So this stream you're seeing comes from MT Flash's computer over here, but it really is a lot of different computers all putting things on into this browser-based application, and it can do music, it can do audio. So Flock is going to be a huge part of how we do the next jam. And also, we also have Messica's input, we have Snow's input, and we have Hex's input all into one. So thank you for being here. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
Oh my god. Ah, cables. Thanks, everybody. Oh my god, I'm gonna stop the stream right now so that they're not hearing the next things. Okay, say goodbye, stream, everyone.